the potential matrix.
A matrix is very easy to understand. When I work with leaders in the secular business world, I see that they, in the outer world of performance and doing, they usually excel. But if there's a sticking point, it's in the inner world of why do I do what I do? What's my purpose? A lack of clarity, a lack of meaning. So I can make gains by moving then what I call left of the axis into the inner world. Interestingly, when I work with church leaders, these tend to be, and I'm painting with a broad brush here, but they tend to be people with a very deep inner life. You know, you really have to have a sense of purposefulness and meaning to drive your faith and spirituality. So the sure. best way to help them often is moving them into the outer world of how do you run a good meeting? How do you communicate more effectively? How do you create a team? And so I started thinking about this kind of odd dichotomy, and I added one other element, and that is what I would call initiating or responding. We initiate, we take action, we respond, we're acted upon. So if you combine those two axes, what you end up with is the outer world of performing and learning. In performing, you're initiating, and learning, you're being acted upon by the lessons and ideas of others. And in the inner world, we have thinking, which is where you initiate the thought process, planning, visioning, strategy. And then what is probably the most interesting and most often overlooked or least used quadrant, the inner world of responding, which I call reflection. You know, reflection is where ideas come to us. Thinking is where we seek ideas. But some of our biggest epiphanies, you don't wake up in the morning and say, today I want to have an epiphany about how to improve my marriage. You might read a book for ideas, but the insight will come through this kind of quiet contemplation and gestation. So those are the four areas. And here's there's two big messages. When I did this quadrant, I wanted to basically remind people that we all have one of those quadrants we like the most. For a lot of business people, it's performing. For me, and you probably won't be hugely surprised, it's thinking. In other words, what I enjoy most is books and ideas and creating. But if I just think, I really am not very successful because I haven't translated that to the outer world. But if I just perform, I'm not necessarily successful because I may achieve great success but have no real reason for doing so. So my point is, we need to be better in each of those four areas. To the degree you're a better thinker, learner, performer, and reflector, to that degree, you will become better in all the areas of your life. The second thing I wanted to impress upon people is that these quadrants don't exist independent of each other. So if you put a dot in the thinking, most ideas, most projects begin with thinking. At the beginning of the day, you think about, what do I have to do today? Well, to really be good at what you do, you have to learn how to do it. So you take that line and you then go down to the learning quadrant. Do I have the skills I need? How do I develop more skills? Then you apply those skills in the performing quadrant, you move up. And then after you perform, when you think about or debrief or reflect on what you did, you move to the lower left. And after you reflect and get any insights, you go back to thinking. And it looks like, and this is what's cool, an infinity symbol. Now, that infinity symbol, when you superimpose it over the potential matrix, gives you a primary way of always getting better.